Rising seas are not the best forecast for Tampa, when so much of the local economy depends upon the port and other waterfront activity. But scientists are urging the public to not let climate change get out of hand. Lonnie Thompson was consulted for his extensive research into glaciers for Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, and says that while Florida freezes, other parts of the world are far warmer than average.
The weather, and here in Florida, I know you've had a very cold December, but the fact is that if you look at the average for the planet, the temperatures have continued to rise. This goes right up to through 2009. 2009 was the second warmest year on record. There are about 5 years in the last 12 that temperatures are very similar.
2009 was the second warmest year on record, but last year the U.S., England, and Siberia were unusually cold. However, Thompson notes that other regions had abnormally high temperatures in 2009.
But if you were, the same time you were having the cold spell here, it was actually raining up here at 70 degrees north in Greenland, 42 degrees Fahrenheit. You have to look at the big picture of how the system is changing.
Drilling ice cores has allowed Thompson to analyze millions of years of data relating to atmospheric conditions. His findings show that soon tropical ice caps may melt.
Ice is a wonderful recorder of many things in our climate system. It records climate, things like temperature, precipitation. Very few archives allow us to look at how precipitation has changed through time. Ice does. But then it also records the forcings of climates. So we can look at volcanic eruptions, we can look at atmospheric chemistry, we can see when lead was put into gasoline, we can see when lead was taken out through the Clean Air Act. They record anything that's in the atmosphere. And then, of course, we can look at the anthropogenic emissions trapped in the air bubbles in the ice. So they're a wonderful, wonderful recorder.
High temperatures have caused rapid glacial retreat in the Peruvian Andes, the Himalayas, and Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. Thompson claims that the last 100 years have had far more ice loss than previous centuries.
The 20th century is the warmest in the past 2,000 years, as recorded in the low-latitude ice cores, and in several places it's the warmest it's been at least in 5,000 years. Glacier loss on Kilimanjaro and Quelccaya continues unabated up through this year. The recent documented mass losses on Kilimanjaro in Africa and Anunnaki in the Himalayas is disturbing.
Thompson claims that many would suffer if climate change is not met with plans for prevention or adaptation. Reducing greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuels is prevention. Ways to adapt include changing farming methods and building dams and dikes to prevent fresh water loss and rising sea levels. But last month, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change admitted making an unfounded claim that Himalayan glaciers could melt by 2035. But Thompson says that glacial retreat is still a pending danger.
I can only say that I have been working in that part of the world for over 25 years. Every glacier I've studied is retreating. My colleagues who are monitoring 612 glaciers, of those 612 glaciers, 95% of them are retreating in today's world. And there are a lot of glaciers. Over 46,000 glaciers in that part of the world. And so what we really lack is quality information over time. And that is why there's been a lot of controversy over the particular issue. But all of our evidence shows that the glaciers there are retreating percentage-wise just like they are in all the other mountain ranges where we do have better data sets. There's no reason to think they're behaving differently.
According to USF geology professor Mark Stewart, mitigating the changing climate is challenged with the global energy crisis.
There's no time in our human civilized history, the last 8 or 10,000 years, that we have had carbon dioxide levels anywhere near what they are today or where they're going to go to. So the same thing is happening with fossil fuels. There's a lot of argument as to when fossil fuels might run out or, more importantly, when the demand exceeds the supply, but you know it has to happen. We are going to run out of fossil fuels, and so we better start doing something with some form of alternative energy to maintain our modern civilized society. And that's the school for global sustainability.
Today, Tampa students will have the chance to change the world in a new way as the University of South Florida launches their School of Global Sustainability. To usher in the new school, the university is hosting panel discussions with climate scientists and professors. USF Executive Vice President Ralph Wilcox warned that climate change threatens Tampa, as it's especially vulnerable to rising sea levels. He mentioned also the effects of overconsumption and pollution on the health of the community.
Traffic and urban sprawl diminish the quality of our environment, And the power we need to light our homes and run our businesses comes at the cost of clean air and water, and certainly empties our wallets. Left unchecked, our community will buckle under the weight of its own consumption. We must reconsider how we move people and products.
The challenge of facing climate change on a global level is something that Thompson said may bring the world's people together for the first time in history. Tomorrow, the conference concludes with a presentation from George Luber, who will show how climate change can affect public health. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the Marshall Center on the USF Tampa campus. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.